Tuesday, 10:45. Tony Bishop. Right, Martha. Don't get into an argument with him. There's absolutely no point. And also, that's not actually your job. Just let him ramble on about how he's related to Merlin or whatever it is this week, then wave him on his merry, deluded way. Whatever you do, don't get sucked into his vortex. Unless...
No! Tony!
Oh, you gave me a shock! You're early.
I'm escaping from someone.
Who? What's going on?
Nothing. Nothing. Everything's fine. I don't want to talk about it, okay?
Well, it seems to have got you in a bit of a tiz, so maybe you should talk about it.
No, I don't want to, and you can't make me, so let's just leave it, okay?
Maybe we could just...
No. How many ways do you want me to say it? I'm not talking about it because it's none of your business, even if you are a so-called paediatrician.
I'm a psychotherapist, Tony.
Yeah, well, same thing. Let's move on, shall we?
Tony, the things you don't want to talk about are often much more important than the things you do want to talk about.
What?
Think about it.
I don't need to think about it. I can't detect any logic whatsoever in that statement. All I'll say is this. There's a woman out there with a meat cleaver in one hand and a double mezzaluna in the other. And she's after me.
What do you mean she's after you?
She's chasing me. What do you think I mean?
But why is she chasing you?
How should I know?
Do you know her?
No. I never met her before in my... Look, I'm changing the subject, okay? Did I tell you I had an email from Howard?
Sorry?
Howard, your former client, Chef Northern from Chalton, Cumhardy or somewhere. Ringing any bells?
Yes, of course I know who Howard is.
Well, he's running a restaurant now in the Pyrenees or somewhere. There's goats there, I know that much. He sent me a photo. Evil-looking thing, a goat. Weird eyes. And you know they'll eat absolutely anything. I was on holiday in Spain once and this huge billy goat ate the wing mirror off my car. Straight up. Wrenched it off with his teeth and ran up the road with it. Laughing. Well, that's what it sounded like. Hope he choked. Anyway, Howard, yeah. No intention of coming back, apparently. Anyway, he sends his love. He says to let you know his son Aaron, you know, the one who thought he was the new Lynyrd Skynyrd and wouldn't come out the back bedroom except in the middle of the night to eat, like a bat or something.
Yes, I remember.
Well, he's obviously turned a corner. I mean, he went in for interior design for a while, painted Howard's living room a shocking colour, if I remember, gave his wife migraine. Anyway, then he sold antique fireplaces for a bit, and next thing you know, blow me, he's a Brexit negotiator. Who'd have thought it?
No one, I imagine.
So the boy did well, and Howard's... Well, he's not thrilled, I suppose. Puzzled and suspicious would be a better description, and a bit worried.
About what?
Well, he can't fathom how Aaron landed that particular job. It was almost, Howard said, like they pulled his name out of a hat. You know, he's not what you call a people person. He can't speak any languages. I mean, he struggles with English, to be honest. And the only thing he knows much about is wallpaper and heritage paint colours. Still, someone had to do it, I suppose. And thinking about it, why shouldn't he negotiate major international trade treaties? No one else knows how to do it, do they? Why not let the boy have a go? How much worse could he be? I mean, the thing is, absolutely no one in any government in the entire world knows anything about anything anymore, do they? Honestly, it's like the blind leading the blind. Sometimes I think I'd do a better job myself. Well, I know I would. If you can run a chain of high-end fine dining establishments, which is no picnic, let me tell you, an entire country should be a piece of cake. Plus, I'd also be a brilliant negotiator. Because I'm a people person. I understand what makes them tick. Do you know what I mean? If they want quinoa, I give them quinoa. If they say they're gluten intolerant, I tell them, respectfully, obviously, that it's all in their heads. You have to draw the line somewhere, don't you? I mean, there's picky, there's faddy, and there's complete pain in the proverbial. So, yeah, I know what makes people tick. Well, not women. I've no idea at all what makes them tick. But, you know, I could get someone in to deal with that aspect of the job. Who, though?
A woman, maybe?
No, that'd never work. I'd need someone I could talk to. My mother could do it, no problem whatsoever. If she wasn't dead. I mean, that's a great door back there, isn't it? And, indeed, irony. The only woman on Earth who could take on and succeed in such a high-profile job, and she's no longer actually on this Earth. It's a right old dilemma, isn't it? Can you think of anyone who could do it?
Tony, we're going down a wormhole here. This is a dilemma which you don't have to worry about because it doesn't actually exist. And never will, thank God.
Well, I wouldn't be so sure of that. I happen to think I'd make a great Prime Minister, actually. What do you think my chances are?
Of becoming Prime Minister?
Yeah.
Pretty slim.
Oh, well, that's blunt. Oh, sorry, I just need to look at this.
Tony, we talked about mobile phones and how they need to be turned off.
Yeah. Hang on. Yeah, I thought so. It's a woman with the meat cleaver. Oh, phew, that's a relief. She's called off the dogs.
I thought you said you didn't know her.
I don't.
So how does she have your phone number?
Absolutely no idea. Someone must have given it to her.
Why would they do that?
How the hell should I know?
Tony, therapy of this sort can only be helpful to you if you're truthful. What's the point of coming to therapy and lying? It's a waste of time and money. For both of us.
Okay. When I say I don't know her, that's not strictly true. What I mean is, I'm vaguely acquainted with her. Very vaguely. But I wouldn't say I knew her. Not really. Do you see the distinction?
What distinction?
I'm acquainted with her, but I don't actually know her. Look, she's a waitress. She works for me. I don't call that knowing someone. I call that just, you know.
What?
Well, she's an employee. I'm her boss. That's it.
Any idea why she's coming after you with a meat cleaver?
None whatsoever.
I see. Did you report her to the police?
I didn't have my phone on me, did I? I had to make a quick getaway from that restaurant and I didn't have time to grab it.
Except you're holding it in your hand right now.
Right. No, this is a different phone.
One on which you can't call the police.
That's right. It's disabled for emergency calls.
So it's a very unusual phone.
Yeah. How did we get onto this? Anyway, I will report her. Too right, I will. When I get the correct phone. You can't go round threatening people with cleavers, can you?
You certainly can't.
A cleaver and a Metzaluna, a double one, huge great thing.
Hope you don't mind my asking, Tony, but what is a double Metzaluna?
A cook, crikey, you don't know much about cookery, do you?
No, I don't.
It's a large rocking herb chopper.
And is it dangerous?
Look, anything can become a lethal weapon in the wrong hands. You could kill someone with a spoon if you put your mind to it. Well, maybe not a spoon. That'd take ages. They'd probably die of boredom first. Actually, I had a chef once knock someone out with a ladle. I mean, a kitchen's a dangerous place. Potentially lethal weapons everywhere you look. Plus, it's absolutely stuffed with highly strung people. Mind you, it was a huge ladle, and they both had a bit to drink. I think the other one started it when he went at it with a blowtorch he was using on a creme brulee. Set his hat on fire. So the one with the ladle flocked him one. I mean, you can understand his position. He just had his eyebrows singed off. Who wouldn't lash out? Anyway, how in God's name did we get onto killing people with kitchen utensils?
You tell me, Tony.
I mean, this woman, well, she calls herself a waitress, but she's not in any way, shape or form what you'd call a professional. The other morning, there we were, taking deliveries, you know, hauling boxes of kohlrabi, Japanese algae and activated charcoal. Don't even ask. And anyway, she takes a phone call from her agent. Because she now informs me she's actually an actress stroke playwright. Well, you have to laugh, don't you? I know I did.
Why?
Why what?
Why did you laugh?
Oh, trust me, you'd have laughed too. You should see her. She doesn't look like any actress I've ever met.
How many have you met?
Loads. Stop interrupting me. Look, what I'm trying to say is she's nothing to write home about. You wouldn't look at her twice if you bumped into her in the supermarket. Whereas if you bumped into Kate Blanchett at the fish counter, or Sophia Loren, Ingrid Bergman, you know, you'd be starstruck, wouldn't you? You'd have to take a seat.
Actually, Ingrid Bergman's dead.
Yeah, okay. Crikey, what is the matter with you this morning? I can hardly get a word out without you jumping on top of me and crushing my train of thought. Anyway, this woman, she lacks a certain je ne sais quoi, put it that way. I pointed out to her, very respectfully, obviously, after the how to treat your staff course I was forced to attend, I said, well, you can't be much good at either acting or playwriting, can you, if you're moonlighting as a waitress? I don't recall Shakespeare doing double shifts in a fine dining establishment, do you? And she said no, because he was writing plays in the early 17th century when there was no such thing as a fine dining restaurant. I think she's probably wrong about that, but I let it go. Anyway, somehow, none of this was my fault. I've no idea how we got onto it, but all I did, okay, was I mentioned I didn't think women could write plays. Hardly a contentious statement, I'd have thought. I mean, it's merely a statement of fact. How many women playwrights have you ever heard of? Exactly, none. Whereas, straight off the top of my head, I can name Andrew Lloyd Webber and William Shakespeare, both international legends in the world of show business. I didn't even have to think about it. And you know, ask me to name a female playwright and I'm struggling. Seriously.
Outside of Shakespeare, have you heard of any male playwrights?
I just told you. Andrew Lloyd Webber. A consummate genius, in my opinion. Way better than Shakespeare. I think most people would agree with me, actually. But you're not allowed to say it, are you? It's all the political correctness and what have you. Can't call a spade a spade. Can't say you just want a good tune, a box of milk tray and an ice cream tub at the interval. Most people want something they can hum on their way out, don't they? They don't want the sort of thing my wife saw a couple of years back. Apparently, a woman runs on with her hands cut off and no tongue. Next thing you know, someone's baked her kiddies into a pie. I mean, what sort of depraved mind came up with that? Shakespeare would turn in his grave if he knew what passes for a play these days.
I think maybe, Tony, you should just accept that your opinions on female playwrights, or indeed any other sort of playwrights, are based on more or less no actual knowledge.
Look, if women were any good at playwriting or anything of that stripe, there'd be loads of them, and I'd have actually heard of a couple of them, wouldn't I?
Well, clearly you wouldn't, because you haven't heard of any male playwrights either, apart from the two you mentioned, one of whom's a composer.
Do you know something? You'd love to nitpick, don't you? Look, all I said to this so-called waitress, stroke actress, stroke playwright, I just said, look, it's probably your genes or your hormones or something. I don't know. I'm not an expert. Anyway, I'm not blaming you. It's not your fault. You can't help your gender, can you? But facts must be faced. You're living in fantasy land. Women clearly don't have the voice for this sort of thing. Maybe you should just accept that, you know, and move on. Writing plays. Not a girl thing. End of. I mean, novels, okay, Agatha Christie did all right, but in a nutshell, it's a bit like politicians dancing to pop music. There are very good reasons you don't see it very often, and on the rare occasions you do, you sincerely wish you hadn't. Anyway, I went in this morning, I said, how are we today? Still calling ourselves a playwright, are we? And she picked up the cleaver and waved it at me, in a menacing fashion. Honestly, women, they can't take a joke, can they? Actually, I don't think she was serious. It's probably just her time of the month. Yeah, that's probably what it is. I hope she's not still outside. Oh, no, no, she just handed in her notice. That's what the text was about. Says she hopes I go bust.
I'm afraid that's all we have time for today, Tony.
You don't have a back door by any chance, do you?
Why?
Well, what if she is still out there?
Do you want me to call the police?
No, no. I mean, to be honest, it's not actually a real cleaver, if you catch my drift. It's more a metaphorical one.
So she hasn't got a cleaver?
Well, she did, but she left it in the kitchen. She's got a mezzaluna, though.
I see. Well, if you still want the back door, turn left through the kitchen. See you next week, Tony.
Great. See you. I think I will go out the back way, if you don't mind. No, just in case. She yells a bit, you know? Okay. See you. See you next week.